It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Lady Gaga has been accused of stealing a part of a song for the song Shallow that she wrote in A Star Is Born. So here's the clip from the song Shallow that she wrote.
I'm falling in all the good times. I find myself longing for change.
Okay, and so now here's the clip of the song that she's being accused that she stole.
Can't you see that I'm almost home? And I can feel that I've been gone too long.
Okay, if that was out before Shallow, I would say that's definitely a lot of it's taken from there.
It
sounds quite similar.
It's very similar. So basically, Lady Gaga's lawyers are saying that, you know, the chords and the riffs that are used in that is super, super common and not anything special. And basically, she didn't steal it.
Okay, I disagree.
We'll see how this plays out. Singer Aaron Carter was allegedly charging fans for photos at the Indiana State Fair after he performed this past weekend. And one fan said that Carter first said it would cost her $300 for a photo.
What?
Then when she said she had no money, he dropped the price to $250. After she declined again, Carter allegedly said he'd do it for $50. And then she still was like, dude, I don't have any money. And he was like, okay, I'll do it for free. But the woman refused and was like, no, not even worth it. So then his publicist released a statement saying, Aaron is a part of a tour and the cost of meet and greets are preset. The artists do not negotiate anything with the fans. People can choose to participate or not. Aaron was attempting to explain this to the person who was questioning him about the meet and greet work and how they work, when in fact it should have been a staff member handling this and not Aaron. He was trying to be nice and help out an attendee who was confused. Then, same attendee was watching his show and said, I want it that way, and he still was not happy about it.
I want it that way.
Oh, what did he say? I don't want you at all?
Yes, so he's heard in the clip saying, I don't want you at all, when this fan was saying, I want it that away, which was not nice, but
man,
not surprising.
Would you pay money like to have a photo with any celebrity?
Oh, 1,000%, like, but who, not Aaron Carter.
Who would you pay $50 to have a photo with? Like Cardi B?
Justin Bieber, Jonas Brothers, Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift.
I wouldn't even pay $50 live to get a photo with Nick Carter, let alone Aaron Carter. I mean, no offense. Like, I mean,
no Carters.
I love House Party back in the day,
yeah,
but, you know.
No Carters am I paying $50 for. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth have called it quits after less than 8 months of marriage. I know, so sad. The singers released a statement saying Liam and Miley have agreed to separate at this time. Ever evolving, changing as partners and individuals, they have decided that it's what's best while they both focus on themselves and careers. So Cyrus took to social media for a lengthy post saying, don't fight evolution because you will never win. Change is inevitable. So sources are saying they're not surprised about the breakup because they've been struggling for months now because Miley has been getting this kind of second wind and urgency in her music career. And Liam is more, you know, laid back, chill, doesn't want to be in the spotlight, is more kind of grounded. And Miley's just really trying to focus on her career. So they have been struggling for months now trying to make it work. And these split rumors started when Miley took a photo and posted it to Instagram on a boat in Italy without her engagement ring and wedding ring. Then that is when the rep decided to let it leak that they actually have split.
That's a bummer.
Right. But now Miley Cyrus this weekend was spotted kissing Brody Jenner's ex, Caitlyn Carter, in Italy. And so now the whole internet is exploding and saying that Miley and Caitlyn are like kissing and making out and they are together. And so Brody Jenner actually commented on one of their pictures and said, hot girl summer. And then he also put on his Instagram, next you'll see me and Liam walking hand in hand on the beach, kind of like making a joke of it. So I have no idea what's happening to that. Miley Cyrus is pansexual, so it could make sense. Actor Fred Savage's kids go to school with Beyonce and Jay-Z's daughter, and he says that they are great parents. Savage co-starred with Beyonce in the 2002 film Austin Powers and Goldmember, and said that he was so nervous to talk to her at school when he first saw her.
Beyonce, hello.
Yeah, and then he said that the couple is constantly at school, involved in volunteering, or are at literally every school event for the kids. So Savage said it took him a while to go up to her and say hi, but when he did it, she said, "I know who you are. I saw you at the beginning of the school year. I just didn't want to come up and say hi and bother you." And Fred Savage was like, "Beyonce, bother me any day of the week."
It'd be funny, like Beyonce, "So how's Topanga doing?
Yeah.
She doing all right?" Live the web girl with the garbage. Thank you so much.